Good morning, and welcome on this bright sunny morning. Let's rise and make confession before our God. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who shines in glory, clothes us in compassion, and bears all gifts of mercy for all. Amen. Let us confess our sins with confidence in God's promise of forgiveness. God, wonderful counselor, we confess that we have turned from your gifts and chosen our own way. We have not made room for you in our hearts or in our world. We have lived in fear. We have not welcomed the stranger. We desire gifts that will not endure. Forgive us our sins, known and unknown, and open us to receive the peace of Jesus dwelling in and among us. Amen. God's loving kindness has appeared to us in Christ our Savior. We are saved, not by anything we have done, but by God's mercy poured out on us richly. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Through the Spirit living in you, God give you faith to trust Jesus, who is love born for you now and always. Amen.
Oh, I've heard a thousand stories of what they think you're like. And I've heard the tender whispers of love in the dead of night. And you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am, it's who I am, it's who I am. Oh, I've seen many searching for answers far and wide, but I know we're all searching for answers. Only you provide, 'cause you know just what we need before we say your word. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. Because you are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. Ooh, us. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. Do us. Oh, it's love so undeniable. I can hardly speak. Be so unexplainable. I can hardly think as you call me. Deeper still as you call me. Deeper still as you call me. Deeper still into love. Love, love, you're good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. Almighty God, you filled all the earth with the light of your incarnate word. By your grace, empower us to reflect your light in all that we do, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The first lesson this morning comes from Jeremiah chapter 31, beginning at the 7th verse. Thus says the Lord, sing aloud with gladness for Jacob, and raise shouts for the chief of the nations. Proclaim, give praise, and say, save, O Lord, your people, the remnant of Israel. See, I'm going to bring them from the land of the north, and gather them from the farthest places of the earth, among them the blind and the lame, those with child and those in labor together. A great company they shall return here. With weeping they shall come, and with consolations I will lead them back. I will let them walk by brooks of water, in a straight path in which they shall not stumble. For I have become a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. Hear the word of the Lord, O nations, and declare it in the coastlands far away. Say, he who scattered Israel will gather him, and will keep him as a shepherd a flock. For the Lord has ransomed Jacob, and he has redeemed him from the hands too strong for him. They shall come and sing aloud on the height of Zion, and they shall be radiant over the goodness of the Lord, over the grain, the wine, and the oil, and over the young of the flock and the herd. Their life shall become like a watered garden, and they shall never languish again. Then shall the young women rejoice in the dance, and the young men and the old shall be merry. I will turn their mourning into joy. I will comfort them, and give them gladness for sorrow. I will give the priests their fill of fatness, and my people shall be satisfied with the bounty, says the Lord. The second lesson comes from Ephesians chapter 1, beginning at the 3rd verse. Blessed be the God and the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, just as he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless before him in love. He destined us for adoption as his children through Jesus Christ, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace that he freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace that he lavished on us. With all wisdom and insight he has made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure that he set forth in Christ, as a plan for the fullness of time, to gather up all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. In Christ we have also obtained an inheritance, having been destined according to the purpose of him who accomplishes all things according to his counsel and will, so that we, who were the first to set our hope on Christ, might live for the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you have heard the word of the truth, the gospel of your salvation, and had believed in him, were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of our inheritance toward redemption as God's own people to the praise of his glory. Here ends the lesson.
Please rise for the reading of the gospel. Today's gospel comes to us from the first chapter of John. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him. Without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or the will of the flesh, or the will of a man, but of God. As the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This is he, of whom I said he comes after me, ranks ahead of me because he was before me. From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known." The Gospel of the Lord. Grace and peace to you from God the Father and Jesus the Christ. In the beginning was the Word. These opening words from the fourth gospel, it's kind of a tongue twister, like I told the kids. So what is the Word? How can a human Jesus be the Word? We first need to understand that Jesus actually existed for all time with God the Father and the Holy Spirit. Each of these essences have a role in our life's journey. Each of them are a part of what we call the Trinity. Now, God the Father is in charge of creation. He created the heavens and the earth, not with his hands, not by some kind of magic, but with his words. God simply spoke and things came into being. Now, Jesus came to earth as a human to take care of saving us from our own sins. The life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ secured for each one of us eternal life in the presence of God the Father, Jesus the Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit has also existed from the very beginning. Sometimes this is overlooked because of the very first verses of Genesis, when the wind blew over the chaos, ruah in Hebrew. The wind was the Holy Spirit as it traveled over the surface of nothing until God created the earth. This was part of the Holy Spirit's role in creation. And since the beginning, the Holy Spirit takes care of guidance for our lives, doing for things for us that we wonder, who did that? How did that happen? The Holy Spirit is all about showing us the unending love that God has for each one of us. God's love becomes manifest in the grace that we receive each day. Grace, forgiveness without merit. Didn't earn it. As a matter of fact, we can't. From his fullness, we have all received grace upon grace. What does John mean by that? On an initial read, it means that you cannot exhaust God's grace. Can't be done. It'd be like trying to drain the Atlantic Ocean using a 4-ounce glass. It would be an impossible task. And if you very rapidly filled a large quantity of these glasses, then the ocean would instantly be replenished by the Pacific and the Indian Ocean. So, you get it? Can't be done. Using up God's grace because you need it? Can't be done. There's always more for each one of us. We're able to receive God's grace today, to use it right now, and there's still some left for tomorrow. And when you think that you've used up all of God's grace, pay attention and watch him as he shows you different ways to heap more grace upon the grace you've already received. How many have ever seen the movie Pay It Forward? It's which a middle school teacher gives his incoming class of seventh graders the assignment to design an experiment that will change the world. Surprisingly, one student accepted the challenge. He designed his experiment and implemented it in real life, and in fact did change the world in their community. He called it Pay It Forward, which means when you ever are a recipient of a favor, then you're called upon to do a favor for three others. Not back to the one who did something to you, for you, but to someone else, three someone else's. And it needs to be a major favor that the recipient cannot complete for themselves. And once you do this for them, then they're to go do it for three more. And then each one of those to three more. And you can see how this spreads out through the whole community. A kindness received results in a kindness shared. When those acts of goodness are experienced between strangers, they truly become parables of grace. And that's what God's grace does. It changes our world. I'm constantly witnessing people who enact their own gifts of grace, especially the people of St. John's. An act of kindness that sacrifices time or money to do something on behalf of another makes impacts that you may not even realize. Oftentimes you can see a life that you've changed, but sometimes we don't immediately see that change. It's truly difficult to receive grace and not be moved to gratitude. Often, the only form of thanks that seems appropriate is to pay it forward to someone entirely new. Each one of you are recipient of God's grace right now. So now, whom will you pay it forward? Is there a way that you might build a New Year's resolution around the very idea of receiving and then sharing the grace that you've received? Go ahead, give it a try. There's grace enough to go around. I challenge you to name three blessings, large or small, that you've received this Christmas season. We can acknowledge that all gifts are ultimately from God, and that's how we receive grace. Each day I give thanks for those who have touched my life with help, with encouragement, with love, and with grace. And I ask God to make me sensitive to the people I will meet in the coming days so that I might see those opportunities presented to me through which I might share with others the love and grace which I have been given. Maybe not from them, but from someone else. I'm called to pay it forward. As Lutherans, we do not believe that our salvation is secured by works. So, we cannot earn grace. We can't even ask for it. That would be mercy. But the message today is that we can certainly be the dispensers of grace. What we do in our world is not work to earn grace, but in response to the grace that we have first received. We receive grace without asking. We receive grace undeservingly. And out of gratitude, we are called to offer grace to everyone we encounter, no matter who they are. So don't return it to where it came from, but pay it forward to someone else. The Word is with us. The Word in the person of Jesus Christ is inside you, with you each and every day. Jesus has certainly paid it forward to each one of us, and now we're called to go and pay it forward. Amen. Please rise and we'll profess our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven, incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Holy God, your beauty shines forth from the manger, and your love flows from the cross. As you gather us around these signs of your love, come among us. Warm us to extend your care among the hungry and all in need. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Gathered with all who seek the Christ child, let us pray for the church, the world, and all who are in need. Holy God, you make your presence known to the church in every land. Give to us a desire and the will to support the diverse work of the church throughout the world. Hear us, O God. Generous Creator, in you all things came into being, and without you not one thing exists. We praise you for the snow, the rain that water the earth. We look forward to the coming growing season. Move us to care for the well-being of your creation. Hear us, O God. Savior of the nations, we need leaders who will follow your ways as they care for people of every age and ability. Be with the leaders of the world to stand down, to try and inspire peace between countries and in all the world. Hear us, O God. Saving God, provide for your people, all who begin this new year in need. Grant shelter to those who are homeless, comfort to all who are lonely, and a strong sense of your presence to those who are sick. Please be with Tom Jackson and heal him, and restore him to health so he can return to this assembly. Be with Dottie Morgan as she continues her cancer therapy, and make this be successful so she can return. Hear us, O God. Living God, your good news of salvation needs to be proclaimed among the whole world. Give us your words and bless all who are proclaiming your word in this community. Hear us, O God. Gracious One, your light shines in the darkness and does not overcome. We thank you for the witnesses who have testified to your light. May their lives continue to inspire us to testify. Hear us, O God. Into your gracious hands we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your steadfast mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It's indeed our right, our duty, and our joy that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. In the wonder and mystery of the Word made flesh, you have opened the eyes of faith to a new and radiant vision of your glory, that beholding the God made visible, we may be drawn to love the God whom we cannot see. Holy One, the beginning and the end, the giver of life, blessed are you for the birth of creation. Blessed are you in the darkness and in the light. Blessed are you for the promise to your people. Blessed are you in the prophets' hopes and dreams. Blessed are you for Mary's openness to do your will. Blessed are you for your Son Jesus, the Word made flesh. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread. He gave thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "This is my body that is given for you. Take and eat. Do this in remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took a cup. He gave thanks and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood that was shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in remembrance of me." Let us proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen, and Christ will come again. With this bread and cup, we remember your word dwelling among us, full of grace and truth. We remember our new birth in his death and resurrection. We look for hope for his coming. Come, Lord Jesus. Holy God, we long for your Spirit. Come among us. Bless this meal. May your word take flesh in us. Awaken your people. Fill us with your light. Bring the gift of peace on earth. Come, Holy Spirit. All praise and glory are yours, O Holy One of Israel. Word of God incarnate, power of the Most High, one God, now and forever. Amen. As we've been gathered together by the Holy Spirit, let us pray using the words our Lord taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Jesus has presented this meal for us. Come, the banquet is ready.
How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart. Not fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. My chains are undone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed. Savior has ransomed me, and like
God of wonder, in Jesus we behold the light of the world come near. As you have come among us now, send us out in joy, hastening to share the good news of your love. We ask this in the name of Jesus, through the Spirit dwelling among us now and forever. Amen. May you be filled with the wonder of Mary, the obedience of Joseph, the joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, and the determination of the Magi. And now may the peace of the Christ child, Almighty God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen. I ask that those of you who are going to be taking communion to the shut-ins to come forward, as we do on the first Sunday of a month. Gracious God, loving all your family with a mother's tender care, as you sent the angel to feed Elijah with heavenly bread, assist those now who will be leaving this building to share your word and sacrament with those who are sick, homebound, or imprisoned. In your love and care, nourish and strengthen those who will receive this sacrament and give us all the comfort of your abiding presence through the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
You've been listening to St. John's Lutheran Church, 120 West Water Street, Sydney, Ohio. May God's glory abide with us today. May the love of God be increased within us and extended towards our fellow worshipers. Welcome, children of God. We invite you to return and worship with us again.
You are good, you are good. When there's nothing good in me, you are love on display for all to see. You are light, when the darkness closes. You are peace when my fear is crippling. You are true, even in my wandering. You are joy, you're the reason that I sing. You are life, in your death has lost its sting. And oh, I'm running to your arms, I'm running to your arms, the riches of your love. Will always be enough. Nothing compares to your embrace. Light of the world forever reign. You are more than my words will ever say. You are Lord, all creation will proclaim. You are here, presence I made whole. You are God, of all else I'm letting go. And oh, I'm running to your arms, I'm running to your arms. The riches of your love will always be enough. Nothing compares to your embrace, light of the world.